Let's head out and talk with Tom Krug, who's the executive director of the Fraternal Order Police Lodge 141. Tom, how are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on the program. Now, I know because of the lawsuit, you are limited in what you could say. We just had Vince Dragonetti, a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, on, and he, like Andy Scherr, who was on the program last week, were kind of blindsided by this lawsuit regarding the 911 center. Tell us why the lawsuit was filed, and why wasn't the Ingham County Board of Commissioners notified prior to the lawsuit?
Well, I'll start off with the notification of the Board of Commissioners. We put the county on notice in early May about a concern we had on a lack of training. We sent that to several of the county leadership, not the Board of Commissioners. It felt that the county would send that along to the commissioners if they felt they should be informed. So if they were not informed, they need to look at the county itself, not forwarding the information. We have a concern over the lack of training our 911 professionals have received prior to going into the center. We put the county on notice, like I say, about a month ago, and basically we got no response from them. When seasoned dispatchers don't feel comfortable in this new environment, we needed to do something.
By putting the county on notice, who knew about this? Because when I talk with Andy Scherr and Vince Dragonetti, they knew nothing about this. So who was notified?
Well, the county attorney was notified. The county human resource director was notified. The newly hired 911 director was notified. Those are the three right off the top of my head. Those are the people that we deal with every day. We don't go to commissioners on our issues. We deal with the professionals at the county. So those are the people that were notified. How it didn't get to them, that's something the county has to respond to.
All right, what's the lawsuit? What do you need? What do you want?
Well, we need some more training. We need some training actually in that center. Interestingly, as of last Friday, the phones still don't work there. They've attempted to get the phones working several times. We're concerned that there's a lack of training. We're concerned that the phones don't work. And the last thing you don't need working at a 911 center is the phone. So we're asking the judge to slow this down, to give our people additional training, make sure the equipment is up and running properly and runs for more than 15 seconds, and then open this center to serve the public in Lansing.
How much more training do you need? How much time do you need?
I'm not sure on that. The county has not even asked us about that. But, again, I think that there's several hours for each employee, additional training at a minimum that needs to be done. They're going to a brand-new phone system. Our people have never even picked up that phone. They looked at a similar system in Livingston County, but, again, it's not the equipment that they're going to be using. The other thing that's come out, I know Andy Scherr's been out and blaming the union for the overruns and cost. That is absolutely untrue. We've had no increased cost in labor. There's no changes in retirement. The overruns on that center, someone after they decided to build a building to realize they needed a tower, which is pretty common sense, and that added $1 million to the cost.
So the extra monies for training are not the reason for the cost overrun?
Absolutely not. You have to train employees at a new job. You have two 911 centers that ran independently and differently being put together. So obviously when you're putting two employee groups that have never worked together in the same building, there's going to be some training.
Now, Tom, is this a political issue? Because new contracts are up. You are trying to get those negotiated and completed.
Well, I know that they've been hinting that, the union is doing this because of union contracts. We've been in negotiations with the county. We have a six-month interim agreement with no increase in salary, no changes in benefits, nothing different than they've been doing for the last several years. So this is not a ploy to get them at the bargaining table. We're going to continue at the bargaining table. This was not a flippant thing that we did here, but when our people, several of them, numerous ones, had issues on training, and the phone's not working. It just got to the point that we needed to slow this thing down.
All right, Tom, when were you supposed to open, and when do you think you can open, if you had to take a wild guess?
I know that they were, their last opening to go live was set for today. Of course, that has not occurred. I don't know. That's something the county would have to answer when they appear to be ready to go opening the center.
And there's a court hearing Thursday.
There's a court hearing Thursday in front of Judge Dragonchuk. And at that point, we'll see if the judge continues her order or changes it, drops it, modifies it. It'll be up to her. But we have a concern about public safety. And it just got to the point that we felt at the very end they were rushing to get that center opened. And we did what we felt was proper.
All right, Tom, we appreciate your time. We'll continue to follow this story. We'll probably give you a buzz on Friday. I'll be in contact with you about that.
Sounds good. Have a nice day.
It's 8:26, currently 75 degrees on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS.